Jeff Taylor, professor of political science at Dort University in Sioux Center, recently announced his candidacy for the 2nd District, which covers Cherokee, O'Brien, and Sioux counties, a seat currently held by State Senator Randy Feenstra, who is not running again due to his congressional run. Taylor talks about why he is running.
I have had an interest in politics from a pretty early age, I suppose going back to 13, 14, that kind of age. And I grew up in Spencer, so I'm a native of Northwest Iowa. During those teen years of mine, I got active in the local Republican Party. I cared about conservative issues, but then I also liked the drama and the strategy and the competition of politics. And so all through my life, in addition to going on and getting a degree and becoming a teacher of political science in colleges and universities, I've retained an interest in practical politics. And I haven't run for public office before, but it's something that I've always thought about doing. And the opportunity came up. It seemed as though this would be a good time. And yes, I'd be very honored if I was able to represent the people of the district down in Des Moines.
Professor Taylor explains why he feels he would be a good representative for Northwest Iowa.
The values that I have as a conservative Republican reflect those of most people, not everybody, but most people of the 2nd District, in terms of emphasizing freedom for the individual, putting limits on government, kind of having a common sense approach to things, not saying, well, whatever is trendy, whatever is innovative, we shouldn't necessarily discard what we've done in the past just to go with the latest craze. The idea of standing up for life, for the unborn. I think all of these kinds of things will resonate with the people of the 2nd District, and I would be a good fit in representing them in Des Moines. And then I also think that my background is somebody who's knowledgeable about politics and also has a personality that is able to work with different kinds of people, able to find common ground when I'm able, but also I'm the kind of person who will stick to his guns when it comes to fundamental principles. It seems like that is something that would also make me an effective legislator, not only having the right positions, voting the right way, but also actually moving the ball forward in the direction that we want it to go.
Professor Taylor talks about State Senator Randy Feenstra running for the 4th congressional seat.
Randy is somebody that I have known probably since the first year that I started at Dort. So I've been here 9 years now, and he was teaching part-time in the political science department. He would teach our public administration class. So I got to know him that way. And then when he started teaching full-time at Dort in the business department, I served as his faculty mentor for the first year, and so I've really gotten to know Randy primarily as a colleague and as a friend, but I certainly respect him as a political leader, as a statesman. I think he's done a great job representing this district in the state Senate, and as far as his candidacy for the U.S. House, that's something that I'm focused more on my own race, partly because I have a number of friends who are supporting Congressman King, which I can understand, and then I have others who are supporting State Senator Feenstra, and I think both of them have their strengths. I guess we'll have to wait and see in June for the voters of the 4th District for Congress who they end up choosing. But I think certainly Randy would be a very capable representative in Washington as well.
Professor Taylor invites you to check out his website.
www.taylorforsenate.com. org. And the 4 in Taylor for Senate, that's the number 4. And I try to lay out a little bit background about myself on that website, explaining who I am, explaining what my values are, emphasizing certain key values that are going to guide me as the different issues, the different bills would come my way. This is kind of the lens that I would use in looking at those bills, giving kind of an introduction of myself to the voters. And I'm looking forward to traveling around the 2nd District, including Cherokee County, to meet the voters, to tell them a little bit about myself, but also to hear from them what they care about, what kinds of things they would like to see state government doing.
Professor Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center is a candidate for the 2nd District, and that covers Cherokee, O'Brien, and Sioux counties.